From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Oh, data dump. Love a data dump. Services and manufacturing. Let's go.
Let's go. Hey, just quickly though, Mike, just think about this. You've got the election result that's made you quite happy. Imagine if the All Blacks win the World Cup and then we get a great big Santa Claus rally in share markets for Christmas. How good are you going to feel about
I
that?
I reckon that'll be a fantastic January for me.
Wouldn't it?
Blind drunk for most of it.
Now, services and manufacturing. Yeah, look, we got some data on this. We do get inflation numbers for third quarter today, which is important. But the RBNZ does look at the full range of economic indicators and things like the PMI, the PSI, they do have a place in their deliberations. So what do we get? Services and manufacturing. We've got a little bit good and a little bit bad. Friday, when everyone was just thinking about the election, we got the release of the BNZ Business New Zealand Performances of Manufacturing Index. The headline number, unfortunately, was a bit ugly. This is a little bit bad. 45.3. Manufacturing slipped further into contraction. It fell from 46.1 in August. It suggests the lowest level of activity for a non-COVID month since 2009. To give a point of comparison, the long-term average is 52.9, so 45 is nowhere near that. So manufacturing is in the doldrums. We've now seen 7 consecutive months of contraction. New orders within that, so the subcategory was very weak, 44.9. Of course, new orders. If your new orders are low, that has downstream implications. How do we sit versus what's happening in the rest of the world? If I look at the global PMI, that's sitting at 49.1. So we are slipping away there. Then new week, new numbers. Yesterday, performance of services index, headline number 50.7. Here's your good news. A return to expansion, 3-point rise. Services catching a bit of a break, a bit of optimism. That's broken a 3-month trend of contraction. But at 50.7, versus the long-term average of 53.5. We're not really setting any records there. In contrast to manufacturing, however, new orders was the driver here, 53.9, well above 50. But just to sort of temper your temporary enthusiasm there, the long-term average for new orders within services is 57.9, so we're nowhere near that sort of level yet. But you take these two indicators together, Mike, and they're telling a little bit of a cautionary tale for third quarter GDP.
I think so. Did Fletcher get whacked yesterday?
It got whacked. However, look, there is lots going on in the share market. On a positive front, I see the US share markets have caught a bit of a bid tone. They're going up overnight. Hopefully that feeds through into our market today. Yeah, look, yesterday trading resumed in Fletcher Building. Now, the reason we've been talking about this for 3 days, Mike, is it's an important member of the NZX 50. Fletcher Building has a market capitalization or value of the company of just $3.4 billion, actually. So it's a big company. So CEO Ross Taylor delivered that strong response to Australian building company BGC on Friday. And there's been a lot of speculation as to how much lower the shares would trade when they came back into trading. Sort of BGC had postulated a potential cost of up to $1.8 billion. You take that off the market capitalization and share price would have been down an awful lot. But that didn't happen. The share price did fall, but not to the degree that you would have thought. Now, usually in these cases, you do see a bit of an overreaction when the market opens. Those sort of motivated sellers, they rush for the exits, then things calm down. So the last traded price on 11th of October was $4.90. Yesterday it opened at $4.20, recovered to sort of $4.45 during the day. Then around midday, all the Aussie traders come in when they get into work and start trading. So share price settled at $4.30. They sort of pushed it down a little bit. Closed at $4.33. That's an 11.6% sell-off. So that knocks about $446 million off the value of Fletcher Building. An 11.6% fall. Historically, that's a very large single-day fall in Fletcher Building, but not as bad maybe as had first been thought. Look, I just do want to note, Fletcher Building has not accepted any responsibility for this issue around the iPlex products yet. So the market is sort of hedging their bets on that and saying, well, you know, there's a possibility they do end up with some liability. Just very quickly, Mike, Tower yesterday, local listed issuer, they issued positive guidance for their profit. So good to see one company actually moving the other direction.
Well, unless you just got your premium in the mail recently and yet again explaining how, due to circumstances beyond their control, it's gone through the roof. Now, yeah, what are the numbers?
Large event costs. Well, they haven't had any large events since May, so we'll take that one. The Dow Jones is up 1%, 337 points. just over 34,000. Happy days. The S&P 500 also up over 1%, up 50 points, 4377, and the NASDAQ up 1.14%, 152 points, 13,559. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.4%, 7630. The Nikkei, though, was actually down 2% yesterday. That should bounce today. Down 656 points, 31659. Shanghai Composite down just under 0.5%, 3073. The ASX 200 yesterday lost 24 points, 0.35%, 7026. The NZX 50 dragged down by Fletcher Building, lost 80 points, about 0.75%, 11,185. Kiwi dollar has recovered overnight, 0.5922 against the US, 0.9339 against the Aussie, 0.5615 euro, 0.4854 against the pound, 88.59 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,921 and Brent crude, $89.90.
Yep, great day. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.